Andy Pascalides joins us. Andy, is the pressure on Sydney or is there more pressure on Melbourne in this game? How do you see it?
Look, it's interesting market, isn't it? Home side Melbourne victory at the moment, 235. The outsiders, Sydney, 275. But, you know, it's been a tough week for Melbourne victory. Let's get that out of the way first. To go to Wellington for a catch-up game in midweek and cop a beating and then have to go to the other side of the world, to Perth, and then, you know, you're in a situation where you're leading that game and you concede two late goals. And have a penalty saved as well, which was a surprise in the first half. So a lot of things have gone against Melbourne victory coming into this game. I've thought that Sydney have been due to take a fall or for that matter, you know, a draw perhaps in this game as consideration. But what I saw against Western Sydney Wanderers didn't really excite me. They did return to some form against Adelaide United. But let's be honest, I mean, Adelaide United are a shadow of the side that they were winning it last year, and you know, bottom with Central Coast. So you look at form and you say to yourself, is that form good enough? And conversely, Melbourne victory's form. So it's almost like wipe the slate clean, let's start again. Victory we know are very hard to beat at home. They've only lost once, but Sydney's away form's irresistible. 7 wins and a draw, 21 goals scored, only 4 conceded away from home. So what victory have to do is breach this solid defence.
And Andy, what's Arnie going to have to do? Because Ryan Grant won't be there this week, and Seb Ryle is still missing, and he's going to be missing for quite some time with that hamstring problem.
That's right, and we wait to see if his new signing, the new import that they brought in to replace Bluish, whether he will get a look in as well. Josh Berlanti came back from suspension last week, and they always enjoy him being in the first 11. But Melbourne victory, I just want to see how they regain composure. They played on Saturday night, so they've got a few days to recover. It's going to be an absolute belter of a game at Etihad. Part of me is starting to think that this game could go the draw. It actually could go the draw.
Well, $3.50, Andy, and we remember the game earlier in the season where Sydney FC got those 2 second-half goals to overhaul Melbourne victory 2-1 in a game, really, that Melbourne victory should have won.
Oh, they should have walked away with that. That's right, at Allianz Stadium, 2-1. That was actually Sydney's first win in 10 attempts against Melbourne. It just shows you how dominant Melbourne victory have been. One of the interesting battles, too, guys, will be the battle of the benches. You've got Graham Arnold, you've got Kevin Muscat. These two guys are good mates from the old days, Socceroos days. They're very similar in personality. They like a bit of banter. They like a chat. They like to be social. Gloves are off. Gloves will be off at 7:50 p.m. on Australia Day at Etihad. I'm saying the draw, but it wouldn't surprise me if Melbourne actually do the upset. And it's funny, isn't it? I'm saying if they do the upset, they need to win. 8 points the buffer now between first and second. They'll be hurting from those two losses on the road. And they're the side that can bounce back. And they've done it so well in the past. And when they bounce back, they tend to hurt teams. So I know I'm saying the draw, but I'm starting to wonder because I just got a gut feeling that, you know, Melbourne might just lift themselves in this one.
It's going to be a ripper, isn't it? I mean, you could come up with 3 results, really. Either way or a draw, and feel confident.
Well, you know what? Well, how about we flip it this way, Sean? Maybe look at your half-full double, the draw into Melbourne victory.
There you go.
I know.
Maybe it's one of the toughest games.
It is. It's unpredictable because, look, a lot of purists always say, look at the form. Well, this is a different game in so many ways. It's got such a rich history and tradition. You can almost throw that form guide out the door. And you can't tell me Sydney will go through this season unbeaten. The time will come. And maybe it comes on Australia Day. Mm.
All right, mate, good to catch up. We will talk to you and you will enjoy it. I know that. You'll be on the edge of your seat, Andy.
Oh, mate, look, I've got to be honest with you. I'm coming down to your great part of the world this weekend. I was actually hoping this might have been a Saturday game, but given that the Aussie Tennis Open sort of is dominating everything at the moment, I tend to miss out.
All right. Well, enjoy it, mate. We know you will, and we'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, buddy. All the best.